Okay, we've just finished what was a lovely lunch of sandwiches and some roast potatoes, which are particularly tasty, I think. And I'm standing here with a couple of the guests of today's conference. Would you want to just introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Rob Burley. I'm Public Affairs Manager at RNID, the Deafness and Hearing Loss Charity.
Okay.
I'm Jo White. I'm Director of Campaigns and Communications for World Horse Welfare.
All right, okay. So how are you guys finding the whole thing like so far?
Yeah, a good mix of speakers. Certainly the debate this morning was quite interesting, and it was always good when a panel don't quite see eye to eye, so that was quite entertaining. I think what came out from the theme this morning was a real challenge ahead for the third sector and voluntary sector in particular, and the tension between campaigning and service provision, so I'll be interested to see that explored later in the day, I think.
It was quite dour kind of representation of the atmosphere. I mean, people were saying, you know, we've got no money, and politics is a whole new language of politics we're going to have to learn if there's a new government, and you know, tech makes it harder for a lot of us to communicate. Do you agree with that negativity?
I think it was a slightly too negative a slant, and I thought certainly one of those panel members was fairly negative towards the charity sector in general about the campaigning role, when actually I think you see a real cycle in the language change. So it's reassuring to hear someone on the panel who'd been at Shelter to say that he'd been campaigning under a Tory administration previously, and it is much the same. You just change your language, and I think as within the sector, we have a duty to do that anyway, to make sort of government pronouncements meaningful to our sort of client groups, people we represent, but likewise to make sure that their views are then understood sort of up the chain, so that it stops turning sort of the language of grassroots campaigning into something that a real policy spod, for want of a better word, in Whitehall can actually get excited about.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot more to be positive about than that came out this morning. So maybe this afternoon we'll look to the light at the end of the tunnel.
But do you think there was more that they should have covered in the keynotes or the panel?
I think it's an interesting discussion, but I do think there's a tremendous opportunity from a point of view of you looking at sort of social networking, the opportunities to get out from a grassroots level right up to the top. I think that there is a lot of opportunity, and that's where I think there was possibly a little bit too much negativity from the panel, because I think in the end there will always be new challenges for campaigning.
Exactly.
And I think it's about how you look at the challenge ahead to find the solution you want to get to, and think whatever we do, whatever the campaign is, we're always going to have obstacles in our pathway, and it's just using the tools to hand to get over them.
I think that's quite an important point to make, that social media is just one of many tools, and people are very resistant to it. Because they think they feel it represents a whole new world which they're going to have to adjust to. But it is just one of many tools. We still need to be doing grassroots, on the level, on the ground level, campaigning, and that kind of, you know, be engaged at all levels. The second the workshop sessions, what did you guys attend?
I went to the local workshop in terms of looking at how sort of making it relevant locally, and I thought it was really useful from a point of view. Hearing from people who are actually developing campaign networks, and how they've found them very, very useful, and actually putting the tools in the hands of those people who it's impacting on, so they can actually, you know, looking at the sort of general public action, but also some of the toolkits of actually setting up their own websites, and how sort of local communities can actually use websites and the internet to really get out there and have a voice. And I think from that point of view, it's quite inspiring. And I think that could have been fed into the panel. But
yeah, that's good. What about you?
I attended the workshop on the sort of PPCs and who the new sort of candidates are. And it was a very, very good session, and a real kind of a must attend, I guess, at this kind of event, especially when there's so many new MPs are going to come through at the next election.
It's like 130 people have to let go of their seats.
Yeah, already they've announced. I think they were saying that in 97 there were 120, so in the right to the 97 election, 120 MPs had announced they were standing down, and that was in the week before the election, and now we're already at that number, and we're kind of months out, so it's going to be a huge turnaround. And it was interesting to see kind of how local issues are really now so important to PPCs. And I think a comment from the panel this morning, the main panel, that you've already missed the boat if you haven't engaged with PPCs. Whilst I think slightly alarmist, is to a certain extent true, in that if you're going to go to PPC now, you really have to do it on a local issue, otherwise you're going to struggle. So it's kind of making your issue, even if it's a national one, may give it kind of local focus. So for us, it's about, with a deafness and hearing loss, it's about making sure PPCs realise that if a hearing loss is allowed to develop and someone becomes disengaged in the local community, that's someone who then will need a lot more support than might otherwise be necessary.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bringing in that kind of social justice agenda, which has got quite big anyway in all the parties, and really making that kind of a local sort of call to action.
Brilliant. So there's a lot going on in here about bringing things onto a local level of understanding, which seems to be an interesting sort of route for, you know, national charities to be dealing with.
I think it's about being relevant. If it's relevant to people and it's something that they care about, that feeds through. And in the end, if you're looking at sort of issues on an everyday basis and what the general public want to see change, it's what's relevant in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And actually that feeds right across, whether it's locally or nationally. Many of the issues are the same, but it's actually got to be relevant to the individual.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks so much for talking to me, guys.
No problems.
I'll let you get on and find, you know, some nice muffins or dessert or otherwise. And I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you very much. Thank you.